Okay, I don't. News flash, it's going to be windy today. I mean, I know that we haven't had much of that, but it's going to be up to 30 miles an hour today.
Wow.
Windy.
Wow. Boy, that'll dry my hair.
Yeah. Well, the difference is...
Both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually, the winds will come out of the northwest. They aren't yet, but eventually they will. So
we're going to go outside and wait? Did you bring lawn chairs?
I didn't. Hey, they would need to be, you'd need to put a gunite block on them right now.
True, else, true. They'd be, well, you know, you put our gunite block rear ends on them, that holds them down. So.
But we got to be here.
You know what I saw last night in South College Station?
What?
Lightning.
Yeah, so?
Well, you know.
So what?
Where there's lightning.
Yeah.
There's no rain.
And again.
Right.
That's what they say, right? But you know, I did see lightning. Yeah.
Not far from here.
Uh-huh.
I mean... Up there in Centerville in that area, you know, they got pounded again, I guess, last night.
Well, and, you know, we got teased with a little lightning.
As you as you said, from Memphis to Midland, is that what you said? Yeah. Natchez,
Moment.
But it is.
Let's sing, Scott.
You know it. But I was talking to a lady yesterday whose daughter daughter lives in St. Louis, and, you know, they've had just about enough in Missouri. They've had about all they need.
Yeah, I mean, and, they're picking on their airport now, those tornadoes.
Yeah, once again, you know, the rivers will be out of their banks up there. And that's the other thing. I don't know. I guess if you wander out and look at the Navasota or the Brazos in a couple of days, you reckon that's going to be up in the midst of crunchy ground on either side?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. Just, I know how quickly a koi pond evaporates in this kind of weather.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
Now you got.
I gotta fill that sucker every other day.
Well, do you have to?
I was gonna say, are your koi like in a tenement now because their water's so low? I mean,
No, I never let it get that low. But they, you know.
But now, do you have to?
They get bunched together.
You know? Do you have to, you know, do something to neutralize the chlorine or?
Yeah, I do. I put like a little teaspoon of stuff in there, and that's all it takes is a teaspoon. When I put some regular, you know, city water in
it's
there,
it's a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah, that I do that.
Helps the chlorine go down.
Yeah.
Because just to be safe, I don't know that, you know, not doing it would kill them, but, you know, why take a chance? They're my pets.
After all.
That's right.
Yeah.
They never get out at
now
night.
Now,
do you have to
clean the bottom of the koi pond? You know where I'm going with that?
I've lived there for 7 years, and I've done that once. I bought myself some of them hip waders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I look good in them, too. I want you to know.
I own some of those.
Some of them hip waders, and I got down in there, and those hip waders are great. You know, you don't get yourself wet in those things.
Well, I got a vacuum deal if you want to borrow that sometime.
Wouldn't that suck the water up, Scott?
Well, it does, but then you're going to put some... I mean, it doesn't suck up all the water because you put that thing down at the bottom, which I guess is where all the remnants are that you'd want
well,
out.
Well, you know, I really don't want to know what's on the bottom there. I really don't, you know, because...
Well, this keeps you from having to do the hip waiter thing.
Like I say, I've only done that twice in 7 years. And that was mainly just to get, you know, big rocks that had fallen down, you know, off the side, get them up and things like that.
Yeah.
And, I pulled up a little grunge.
You know, grunge.
Yeah.
Some grunge.
It's our koi pond cleaning segment.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you asked.
I did.
It only happens once a year.
Yeah.
Or less.
Or less.
Info.
May shut.
But now you know.
Now you know.
Special day for television news anchors today. We'll tell you about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is Katie gone now?
Hairspray day?
I know. Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, talking tile.
Well, this is a natural slate from Brazil. It's one of the nicest slates on the market. The coloration's beautiful. It's just very nice quality, beautiful colors that people can use in their home.
This is unique. This is not what you normally find when you go to a tile store.
That's right. We've had it made in special sizes that you just don't see normally.
This is not just floor slate. This is for bathrooms, kitchens. It can be used everywhere.
That's right. This is a nicer quality slate that's harder and stronger. It can be used really anywhere.
What you bring to this, I think, is your love for the unique. You go overseas and you actually tour these places. You carry manufacturers that nobody else does here.
We need to have the newest colors and styles that are out on the market. And the only way to do that is to stay in touch with the industry. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today.
Highway 6 and College Station.
619, I guess the only good thing we can say about the weather is with the wind shifting, but I went out and kind of tried to find out where the wind shift is, and it's out in Lubbock right now. In Lubbock this morning is 46 with a chill factor of 39, which, again, for late April is a little chillier than you're used to. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It'll be here, we think, the wind shift, and it'll be more refreshing as we wait for the rain to not be here.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
April the 27th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor Jack Klugman from The Odd Couple. And, and of course, he was Quincy too.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
Okay.
He's 89 years old today.
Good for him.
There you go. Actress Anouk Ami is 79 years old
really?
Today. Mm-hmm. Casey Kasem. Birthdays today. Yeah.
We're coming in after the record.
Yeah, that'll be great.
He turns 79 today.
Well, good for him. Yeah.
Former Mrs. Burt Reynolds, Judy Carn from Laugh-In Days, is 72 years old today. Mm-hmm. Cuba Gooding, the older one, the singer of The Main Ingredient, is 67 years old. And actor Douglas Sheehan from Knots Landing is 62 years old. And Sheena Easton, the singer, turns 52 years old.
You know, that's it. I saw that this morning. Mm-hmm. And I guess when she recorded for Your Eyes Only, she must have been a youngster to have done that.
Yeah, there you go. Ace Frehley of the heavy metal band Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Frehley.
Frehley, 60 years old today. Frehley.
Yeah, them too.
Yeah, there you go. And that's really about all I got.
It is. I would agree. Yeah. But the thing is, we probably could use supplemental birthdays today, but quite honestly, we just don't have the time.
There you go.
I mean, we're just...
we talked so much coy. I mean...
Well, yeah. There's only...
Well, we've talked longer on other things.
That's true.
Well, there's... Well, without a doubt, that is who we are.
Well, yeah.
So in Australia...
Add that to the growing list of possible epitaphs for this show when the time comes.
That's right.
In a struggling gym in Spain is hoping potential clients will like getting in the buff.
Oh, dear Lord.
To get buff.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, launching naked workouts.
No.
I don't know that this is going to work.
No.
No, you can hurt yourself.
Customers have been invited to burn calories in the nude at Easy Gym, which, I'm just going to read it, provides towels to prevent slippage on the equipment.
Yikes.
You know, they always tell you to towel off the equipment when you get done anyway.
Right.
Just as a courtesy.
And now you really should.
Easy Gym's owner said, quote, "We knew we had to innovate because we were losing clients. I'm not a nudist myself, but I don't mind it at all," end quote.
Once again, this is not going to go the way that anyone envisions.
No, okay? I cannot imagine that will work.
You're not going to get the hot mom from Modern Family on there on the elliptical. Yeah.
Because
it's just not going to happen.
A lot of people that go to gyms need to.
Yeah.
So,
you know, now a lot of people that go to gyms have been there for a long time and they're doing quite well. But I'd say it's about 50-50.
And the percentage of creepy male memberships is about to go through the roof.
Yeah, anyway, that's not anywhere around here.
A lot of windowless white vans parked in the parking lot.
That's right.
Second day in a row
sitting on the sofa reading magazines.
Yeah.